With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
He's Trevor Lawrence, the Jags quarterback, joining us on behalf of Gatorade. To learn more about the Gatorade Player of the Year program, visit playeroftheyear.gatorade.com or check out Gatorade POY on YouTube as we make way for the first overall pick of the Jags. Trevor Lawrence joining us on the program. You know, I was wondering, you just got there. How difficult is it to try to remember everybody's name?
It's hard. Yeah, I'm trying to do that right now. I've learned a lot of the guys and a lot of the whole just buildings names of all the people and staff, everyone. That's something that's important to me. So it's been hard. It's like going to, you know, your first day of school or something and trying to remember everyone's name.
Okay, but how do you fool people? If you don't know their names, what's your go-to?
Well, I mean, honestly, people that I'm even really close with, I'm not calling them by name that much anyway. So it's always like, what's up, man? How you doing? I already kind of talk like that. Or, what's up, dude? Like, so I already do that. So it doesn't really sound any different anyways, which is good. But yeah, I definitely don't like that feeling of not knowing someone's name.
What was your second best sport?
Second best sport? Probably basketball. I mean, I wasn't great. I was okay. But I really liked playing basketball. That was the one other sport that I actually played kind of like just for fun when I wasn't playing football. So I've always really, really loved playing basketball.
But you're tall. You're expected to be good.
Yeah, I'm okay. I could shoot a little bit. I'm one of those guys that was tall but really liked to shoot and try to handle the ball. I wasn't very good at it, but that's like what I wanted to do. I didn't want to get in there and get rebounds.
Who plays basketball the way you played in high school?
It's a hard question. I'd be playing basketball if I played like anyone.
Well, no, had a similar game like that guy, you know, just shot out a tall guy like Dirk Nowitzki. Like,
I guess that's a lofty comparison. So I guess that you could use that.
Who's the defender that you look forward to playing against?
To be honest, I haven't really, I mean, there's so many great ones. I haven't really been focused on one guy, from a specific team that I'm looking forward to playing against. I've been trying to excuse this learning curve and prepare as well as I can to be ready. So I haven't even really thought about it, but there's a ton of good ones. So it's going to be fun. So I know we play in LA this year. So there's a lot of guys from each team that is going to be a fun challenge.
What about former teammates who now get a chance to hit you?
Oh, that's one. That was the first one I should have said. I actually talked to Christian Wilkins.
Ooh.
We played the Dolphins in London. So I told him I was going to take him out to dinner before we play. So maybe I'll land on
him or something. That's a veteran move on your part there.
Yeah, he wasn't going for it. So we'll see.
When did you start to think that you could be an NFL quarterback? Like what age?
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. I think probably sometime in high school that became more realistic and something I really was thinking more about accomplishing. As a kid, though, I'd be the first to say it wasn't really like a dream of mine necessarily. I don't even think I went that far. It was more, I just want to be a college quarterback. That was what I grew up watching. I didn't watch as much NFL as I did college. So that was kind of always my dream, was I want to go to a big school and play quarterback. And then as I got older, and that became, okay, I'm going to do that. That's kind of the next step. And then it's looking forward, like, let's see how far we can take this. So probably sometime in high school, freshman, sophomore year. I'm not really sure.
Who's funnier, Urban Meyer or Dabo?
It depends what kind of sense of humor you are. I think Coach Sweeney is funnier to laugh at, for sure.
Laugh at?
Yeah, then Coach Meyer. Coach Sweeney's just goofy. Coach Meyer's a little bit more dry sense of humor, but he's awesome. So both are different but similar in the way they lead, and it's been interesting getting to see the different personalities, but I really have a ton of respect and enjoy being around both of them.
He's Trevor Lawrence, the Jags quarterback. What happened on draft night where you didn't have your phone on? The Jags are trying to call?
No, I had it on. I don't know what happened. I didn't get the calls. So my place in Clemson, is the service is terrible. I'm out kind of in the woods, far out there. So I guess they just didn't get to me because I was sitting there waiting on them. Kind of got nervous there for a second.
Did you get nervous at all? I mean, did you start to think, oh my gosh, you know, maybe they're taking Zach Wilson?
No, not really. I was, I didn't really sweat it too much, but I didn't know that they tried to call me until I got there the next day when I was visiting, and they were like, dude, I guess we either had the wrong number or whatever. And they called me from Coach Meyer's phone. So no, I wasn't too worried. I was just like, dang, that's a long 10 minutes to sit here and wait on someone to call you.
It's not how the process is supposed to go. Yeah. Did you have a honeymoon? Did you have time for a honeymoon?
No, not yet. We're planning on taking one in July when we get a little bit of time. But we stayed at the wedding venue for a couple of days after we got married. And then it was such a crazy time. I really didn't have time to go take a week or so and just be alone. So we're looking forward to doing that later this summer.
When you were a Gatorade Player of the Year, what did that kind of signify to you?
It was the first time, I guess, I was really represented, if you'll say that, by a brand like Gatorade. You know, such a big brand that I've been around since I was a kid that I've loved. And then kind of combining that with my high school, my team, all that, you know, the success I was able to have, it was really special. And, I was just able, I'm sure it's kind of where you're leading. I was just able to present the 2021 Gatorade National Football Player of the Year to Jackson yesterday. So that was really special and cool to be a part of, kind of on the other side of that. And just really cool to be able to spend a little bit of time with him. This is the biggest and best high school sports award there is. So for me to, you know, I was the state player of the year, to be a part of that when I was in high school, then turn around three or four years later, whatever it is, and be able to present it to someone, National Player of the Year, was really cool.
Yeah, Jackson Dart, he's out of Utah, and I know that he's a USC recruit. That sounds like a quarterback's name. Like you're throwing darts, right?
Pretty cool name. He's a quarterback.
Yeah. We're about 7 or 8 minutes in. I haven't asked Tim Tebow a question. Are you impressed by that?
That might be the record for the last.
Okay. Do you have a statement prepared? Is there a question that you want me to ask about Tebow that you're prepared to answer?
I'm an open book, and you can ask whatever. It's not going to surprise me.
Have you practiced with Tim?
I have. We've gotten 3 practices in together now. I believe it was last Thursday, Monday, and yesterday.
What are your impressions?
He looks good. He's in great shape. He's running well. You can tell he's been training. He came in here and he's in great shape, like I said. And then I think just mentally, he's picking everything up really quickly. I think it helps him that he played quarterback and he's learned a few different systems. And
have you yelled at him yet? Because the quarterback gets to yell at people.
No. I haven't got to yet. He's been awesome. People have been asking me and everything I didn't know Tim at all until I met him last week, actually. So I never even talked to him. And we've had a few good conversations, and everything that you hear about him, from what I've been able to tell, is true. You know, great character, just a guy you want to be around, you want to have around your team, just because he brings another element. And just a guy that's been through a lot and has won and has done it at a high level. It's cool to be around that. And a guy that was so big when I first started getting into football, you know, I was probably 10 or 11 when he was at Florida. So it's really cool. Now it's just weird, like being his teammate now. It's an interesting dynamic.
But have you said to him, "Hey, I grew up watching you"? Like, it's probably.
Yeah, I haven't. We've been talking about a lot of other different things, but I hadn't really thought about it until someone asked me a couple of days ago, and I was like, "Dang, you know, this is the guy I grew up watching and playing with on like NCAA games and stuff." So it is weird.
Wait, so you were Tebow playing video games?
Yeah, at some point. Yeah.
Hey, good luck. Going to be quite a journey there, but got Urban Meyer though on your side now. You're used to going against Urban. Now he's on your side.
No doubt. We got a good group. We're really excited. Everyone's been working hard, so we're excited for this year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Trevor, and good luck. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it, man.
Trevor Lawrence. Learn more about the Gatorade Player of the Year program. Visit playeroftheyear.gatorade.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Let's say you had been out of the country for a while and you came back over and you saw the celebration after the Knicks game against the Hawks outside the Garden. You got guys with their shirts off, cars beeping. Like, you would have thought that somebody just won a championship there. You just knocked off the pesky Atlanta Hawks in game 2 of your opening round series. But, you know, that's me being sarcastic here, you know. Not a Knicks fan, but certainly understand that place. And when it's rocking, there's no other venue like it in all the sports. We'll talk to Mike Breen, the voice of the Knicks. He was on the call last night. He probably couldn't sleep last night, I'm guessing. After a big win like that, the Hall of Famer, Mike Breen, on the call with the Knicks over the Hawks. Breeny, thanks for joining us. Can you put it into words how big that win was last night?
Well, they won a championship, Dano, as you said. It was so emotional, and the same thing Sunday night, game 1, and obviously a lot had to do with the Knicks' performance, but there's so much more that went into it, and it's kind of hard to describe, but it was like the perfect storm. Here you have this loyal, hungry fan base that has been tortured and heartbroken time and time again, not just with no playoffs, but brutal seasons. So 8 years of going through that, that's number one. And I think just as important is the pandemic. It's kind of like the family reunion. We've all watched those videos of families who haven't seen each other for a year, and they get to see their mother or father for the first time, or their brothers, and it's so emotional. It was like the Knick family reunion at the Garden. And right after the national anthem of game 1 Sunday, you know, this powerful national anthem, one of the great stars of Hamilton sang it. And then the chants start. I was looking around the arena, and our broadcast location is in now. It's about 20 rows up. So we're in the midst of the fans, not on the court. There were people who were crying, and not just a couple. There were a lot. It was such an emotional thing because it was really the first sports gathering in New York City, which, like many cities, went through, you know, horrific times. So the emotion just, it got you caught up. I was emotional myself.
But to explain this to somebody, and you do games all over the NBA in every venue, but where does this atmosphere rank of the different basketball arenas that you've called games in?
Well, full disclosure, I'm probably not the most objective. I grew up in New York. I've lived in New York my whole life. I've been I was a Knick fan when I was 7 years old, captured by Clyde and Willis and the Busher. So I might not be the most objective. But I think in a big event, in a big game, there's no better building in sports. And again, because it has not had that. Let me put it this way. Over the last several years, there's been games in April where the Knicks are 20 games under 500. They've been eliminated from playoff consideration for a month or so. And if it's a 2-point game with 2 minutes to go, the building sounds like it's game seven of the finals. It's crazy because of this hungry, desperate fan base that experienced years ago a great team and they just want a team that makes them proud and makes them feel like they have a chance to win every night.
Do you remember a time when free agents decided that they didn't want to play for the Knicks? You know, because Durant famously said, look, I didn't consider them. Like, basically, I don't care about the legacy, you know, of this place. But they haven't attracted that big free agent. Why do you think that is?
Because of the losing. You know, we can talk all we want about the city and the arena. But if a team is a bad team and they have no shot at the playoffs, and in terms of their roster, it doesn't look like it's going to get better in time. Players just don't want to go there. Today's young players, they just want to win. And you know, some of them might say, "Oh, I want to be on the national stage." You can be on the national stage in any team in any market in the country. And I think now it's all about winning and the emphasis about winning championships. And that's why we're even seeing, you know, these star players taking lesser roles so they can go to a team that's going to have a chance to advance to the playoffs and maybe win them the ring.
I did wonder the atmosphere last night, if that resonates with players now, if they see this, like you're starting to see or hear what, you know, you've heard about in previous generations here. You know, Zion Williamson talking about New York, and you know, it almost felt like he was flirting with the Knicks earlier this season. And I just wonder if this is a team that could get out of this first round and go to another round, and you get more of these games, this atmosphere, this environment, can that resonate with younger players in the NBA that wanting to be part of something that's special or different?
Yeah, I think it can, Dan. And you know, last night, one of the biggest cheers of the night. In the middle of the game, they put up on the big screen a tweet from LeBron James talking about how, wow, this building's loud, the Garden is rocking. The place exploded when it saw that, because another player who declined to come when he had the opportunity is talking about what a great atmosphere it is. And to me, that was always the number one priority for this regime this year, was to establish that things have changed, that now this is a good destination because you have a chance not only to play in New York, but more importantly, to play on a team that has a chance to be successful, that plays well together, that has an excellent future. And that was number one. All this extra stuff, getting into the playoffs, getting the fourth seed, maybe advancing to the second round, although we're obviously short of that right now. I think that in some ways is secondary. They have now changed the perception around the league, not just from players, but agents who have a very big say in what players go in many occasions. So I think that perception changing is been the most important thing for them.
The FU Trey, Trey Young is balding. I mean, this is the opening round game against the Hawks, Mike. It's not like, you know, the Sixers are in town or the, you know, you're playing the Nets.
Yeah, the series is tied at one.
No.
First, and I must say, again, being a New Yorker, with all that's happened over the past year and with the franchise over the past 8 years, it's very easy to get caught up into it. So I understand that. As for the chance, now I sound like the parental scolding gray-haired old man, but come on, we can be better than that. Think of something clever. Think of something funny. Even think of something hostile, but that one particular chant, F Trey Young, over and over again, and it was not just a handful of people, it was a lot. I think we can do better than that. I was disappointed in that.
And I don't know, it looks like there's video of somebody spitting on Trey Young. Were you aware of that?
I saw the headline. I didn't see it, wasn't aware of it until about a half hour ago. And that's, you know, same thing with the Russell Westbrook. I mean, spitting and throwing popcorn are clearly two different things. But I think it's something that just has to be stopped. Westbrook is right. And it's up to the arenas and it's up to the teams to make sure if that happens, and even the fans around them to try and stop that thing right away, because it's just, I mean, it's clearly disgusting when people do stuff like that.
He's Mike Breen, Hall of Famer. By the way, congratulations on that honor.
Thank you, Dan.
How did you find out about that?
The initial time was I got I got a an email. They tried to call me. I was on a flight, and I got an email while I was on the flight. I think it was New York to L.A. So I'm reading the email, and you know, something like that brings about so many memories of so many people that helped you. So I'm sitting on the plane, and of course now I've got tears in my eyes, and they're streaming down my face. And the guy sitting next to me is looking at me like, "Oh, am I sitting next to one of these clowns?" So I wanted to tell him, "No, I'm okay." But I didn't have the heart to tell him.
You should have gotten on the loudspeaker and just said, "Look, I'm emotional, in case you're wondering. You know, tray tables in the upright and locked position, and I'm a Hall of Famer."
Yeah, I don't know if that would have worked as well. Or I should just looked at him and said, "I just get emotional every time I fly."
When did you develop the bang? When did that come about with your signature call?
Actually, in college, when I was a student at Fordham, I broadcast the games on the college radio station, WFUB. And I didn't use it on the air. I used it when I went as a fan. You know, when I wasn't calling the games, I was in the stands rooting on my college team. And when a Fordham player hit a big shot, I would, as a fan, scream it out. And I tried it on the air a couple of times when I was doing college radio, and I didn't like it. I didn't think it worked. So I kind of shelved it for a while. And then I started doing some TV later on, and I felt it worked better. And I liked it at the end of games when it was a big call, because I didn't feel I had the strong enough voice to override the crowd. And if you have, you know, a single syllable word that kind of punctuates the moment, and then get out of the way and let the crowd take over, that's when I started using that on a regular basis. And I thought, you know, it was a good time at that point of the game to use.
A bang-worthy moment. I go back to Steph Curry hit a shot in that 2015 Oklahoma City from about, you know, 38 feet. And like it was a great exclamation point. Without taking away from the play, you added to the play by just that bang. And then, you know, it felt like, how did I do, by the way?
I thought you did very well.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, sometimes when you go back and listen to it, I think, oh, who's this screaming fool? But if you love the sport, and I do, and I've loved basketball since I was a kid, you so get caught up in the emotion. And that particular play that you speak of was when he was on that incredible run. The team was like 54-5, and everything worked together. And he got hurt earlier in the game. They were down 12, and they still came back and won. It was that magic carpet ride they were on. So you get caught up in the moment sometimes.
Could you maybe give me Patrick for three? You can give me a bang or something. I mean, is that probably unprofessional? But you know, I thought I'd ask.
Well, do you have a basket there? Do you have a ball you can shoot? Is that possible?
I do have a hoop here, but you can assume it's going in. I mean, it's me.
You're very cocky with your game.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. If nobody's guarding me, I'm Trey Old.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to make it.
Dan Patrick for three, bang.
Okay, you nailed it. I love
that's
it.
That's a first quarter.
Yeah, oh, I know, and I'm fine with that. I know. I can't wait for the fourth quarter and overtime there. How close do you think LeBron was to coming to the Knicks?
I don't think he was close at all. I know the story recently came out that he wanted, but that his wife didn't want to. Now, who knows if that's true or not. But the way I look at it, if he really wanted to come to New York, he'd be there. He would have been there. And I don't think it was... I don't think at that particular time it was even a possibility.
Yeah, I wonder about that if his wife didn't want to go, and you know, she's probably saying, "All right, we've been in Cleveland, we've been in Miami, we've been back to Cleveland. Now where are we going?" And she probably, I could understand her saying, "Look, let's just pick a spot where we're going to stay so I can raise the family here."
Yeah, it's only he knows for sure. But I didn't think, you know, I think he was being kind to saying, "Okay, yeah, I thought about it. It was a possibility. I really was interested, but I don't think there was a chance that we were going to get him."
We got one of your broadcast partners, Jeff Van Gundy, on the show tomorrow. Why is he so cranky?
he's actually, he's actually uh, Well, I shouldn't say it. We haven't spoken in months. We had an argument a couple months ago. We're able to do it professionally on the air, but off the air. So if he's got something going on that makes him cranky, I'm not really certain why.
Wow.
I don't.
Wow. That was a Marv Albert answer there.
I'll take the ultimate compliment.
Yes. Yes. That definitely a Marv Albert answer. You got Suns Lakers on Sunday. Do you have that?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got Nets Celtics. You got that tomorrow night?
Yes. That'll be a hostile crowd as well.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it matters without Jaylen Brown there.
That's a good point. But yeah. if the Celtics don't compete, they'll spend the night booing Kyrie Irving, probably.
Yeah. And then Suns Lakers. I don't know the availability of Chris Paul. When's the last time you were surprised going into a game and you're like, this team has no chance of winning this game?
Oh, it happens all the time. I mean, that's the beauty of the NBA. Now, does it happen in the playoffs? Perhaps not. I thought, you know what? I was surprised. I was really surprised at the other night, game two, Clippers and Mavericks. All right, so Clippers lose game one at home. All right, that happens. But then to come back and beaten like that, that was a surprise, because this is a Clipper team that their whole season is geared toward getting back in the playoffs and redemption from the collapse last year. And for them to have that, it shows, number one, how there's something still not right there. And number two, that Luka Doncic is going to be one of the all-time greats.
Well, you're a Hall of Famer, so he'll eventually join you in the Hall of Fame, I guess, Mike. Is that what you're saying? Was that a roundabout way of me? Wow, that is self-serving.
I can't wait to get on a plane now and go over the loudspeaker.
Yeah. Well, no, just have the flight attendant just say, you know, and we would like to let everybody know we have a Hall of Famer on the flight. He's Mike Breen. He's seated in 2A. Don't come up to him. He's crying right now. But
do you get like as you get older? I mean, do you get more emotional as you get older?
Oh yeah, I'm a mess.
Do you cry at commercials?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we're kindred spirits.
Oh no, it's embarrassing. Like my son got married a couple of weeks ago. I was holding on to the back of my wife's shoulders, crying into her hair, trying to muffle the sound as my son came down. You think Dick Vermeil's an emotional mess? I crush him. I was making the wedding party cry. It's like it was just horrible. Horrible. I'm heaving. You know when you cry and it's like, my son's getting married. I should be happy. I'm crying. I got three daughters, Mike, that I got to walk down the aisle. There's no way I can do it.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. My worst one, again, was, I shouldn't say this, again, it was on a plane. And I'm trying to watch a movie, and I pick, because I remember this movie I enjoyed with my kids, Finding Nemo. It's one of the great adult movies. And as the movie is near the end, and it's this wonderful father-son relationship, I'm crying on the plane watching Finding Nemo.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in that, but you're only by yourself. You're more by yourself there. I'm on display. God, I want my daughters to get married, but I don't want them to get married just because I don't want to cry.
Well, I'm proud of you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Safe travels and good luck on the plane. Bang! 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 Curry from 38, bang! I'll work on that. Thank you, Mike. That's the Hall of Famer, Mike Breen. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We bring in Dominique Wilkins, the Hall of Famer, the Hawks vice president of basketball, and 26, close to 27,000 points when it was all said and done. He's broadcasting the Hawks playoff games for Bally Sports, and he joins us now. Neek, good morning. How you feeling?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Were you ever told how your parents came up with Dominique as your name?
Yeah, actually, my dad was in the military. He was in the Army for 26 years. But anyway, I was born in Sorbonne, France, right outside of Paris. And we had a nanny who named me. And basically, she said to my mom, look at little Dominique. And she said, that's not his name. She said, well, it should be. And my mom said, okay, we'll change his name to little Dominique.
Really?
But actually, Dominique is my middle name. My first name is Jacques Dominique.
Wow. So you certainly had the French influence there.
Yeah, I do. I do. Can't speak a lick of it, but it's okay.
I was wondering if we came up with a 9-foot rim and had you and Jordan do a dunk contest right now.
It would be the greatest 9-foot dunk contest ever. Because we don't have to jump as high anymore. So that would be fun, actually.
But, you know, I talked to Dr. J about dunking. He said that he can still dunk. He said it's not going up. It's coming down that hurts so much.
You know, I say that all the time. You know, it is not the going up that hurts. Coming down is what's going to kill you, you know. But, you know, I can still dunk as well at ripe age of 61. But, you know, you're going to have some aches and pains later on, though.
Did you ever feel sorry for when you dunked on somebody?
Not an ounce. And that was the most exhilarating feeling that you could ever have, especially when you do it, when you dunk on big guys. Big guys, where it seemed like to get you charged up after you make a great play like that.
Give me the guy you dunked on and you just said, man, that is so good.
Well, you know, quite a few. But I would say guys like Patrick Ewing, guys like Bob Lanier, who didn't speak to me for 9 years after I done it one time. Yeah. You know, Robert Parrish and guys like that. I mean, I just really got me off when I would dunk on bigger guys.
Well, you dunked on Bird, didn't you, a few times?
A few times, you know. Probably shouldn't have jumped.
Well, you can tell when guys go up to block a dunk or contest it, and then they start to go up and they realize, I'm starting to come down and you're still going up. This isn't going to end well.
You've seen those situations many times, you know, where you got the great high flyers and you go up and challenge them. When you get in the air, you're like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. And, you know, when you got the great high flyers, man, they have the ability to hang in the air a little bit longer than others. Just a beautiful thing to watch.
We brought up your brother the other day when he was labeled the Jordan stopper. And I felt bad for your brother because you knew that was going to make Michael mad. You're the Jordan stopper, huh?
You know what? I called my brother when he said that. And I said, what are you doing? I said, you don't want to wake a sleeping giant? Are you crazy? And he said, hey, he put on his pants like I do. I said, Gerald, you know, if you're a good defensive player, you don't have to talk about it, man. You don't want to get him riled up. Man, I think he averaged like 40 in that series.
Yeah, whenever there was this guy's the next Jordan or this guy is the Jordan stopper, I went, this isn't going to go well. It's not.
And, you know, and I used to love when guys talk trash, you know, and say things because – I would be so jacked up and ready to play against that guy. He was going to have a long night.
The atmosphere at the Garden last night, like you played at the Boston Garden, you know, in those playoff games with the Celtics. Like,
exactly.
Uh-huh. Just like that environment. What is that like to play in an environment when, you know, the opposing team hates you?
There's no better environment than those hostile environments as an opponent on your court. That's what basketball is all about. That's what competing is all about. I embrace it. And it really, it's a compliment to you as an individual when fans boo you and try to come at you. It's a compliment to you because they know how good you are. And that's the thing that happened to Trae Young. And, you know, I said to, you know, the last couple of days, that's just the respect they have for him. If they didn't respect him, they wouldn't say anything.
But also, what is he, 20 years of age? I mean, imagine you're 20. Yeah, I mean, Neek, you're 20 years of age. You're in the Garden. They're saying, F you, Trae Young. I mean, wow.
It's a bit much, I will say that. But at the same time, when you kick somebody's ass, they don't chant as much, you know? Then at the end of the day, you know, when the series is over, those same fans say, you know what? We have to give him his respect and his due because he came to play. And so he's one of those young superstars that's embraced it. Don't bother him. You know, he loves it, matter of fact. So, and that's what great players do. That's what really the good and great players do. They embrace that because that's what competing is all about.
Do you recognize today's NBA?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. You know, and look, we all play in a different time. You know, when I hate when people get to comparing, oh, this era is better, that era is better. You know, this era is more talented. And it's just ridiculous when I hear that stuff. You know, I'd say if people do their history and go back, you know, when some of the greatest players ever played this game were playing, you know, it was a knockout, drag out type of game where guys just went at each other. It was very competitive. And so we've had our time. You know, it's these guys' times. And so only thing I hate is when they try to discredit us to prove a point.
Yeah, I just wonder who would have benefited the most in today's rules, who you played with.
I wish that nobody couldn't touch me. You know, back when I played, you know, I was getting 28, 30 plus in hand check era, you know, and people ask me, I was like, oh, what would you have? I said, I don't know. If you couldn't touch me, I can tell you it'd be over 35 a game, you know, because I love the physical contact. So the fact that they can't touch you like that anymore, it definitely would be beneficial to me.
What's the best performance you ever witnessed?
The best performance I ever witnessed and part of was against Michael Jordan. And I never had a player to do this before. I think I had 57 in Atlanta. We go back to Chicago weeks later. And I remember Michael Jordan walks in our locker room before the game. We in suit and tie, haven't gotten dressed yet. He walks in our locker room And I'm like, what the hell is he doing? You know, so I'm thinking maybe going to the training room or something. So he walks by me, he walks by Kevin Willis, and he gets to Randy Whitman and he slaps him on the behind. And he said, lace him up. It's going to be a long night. He turned and walked out. And I'm in shock. I'm like, did he just? And I didn't know what to say. I said, well, you tell that so-and-so Scotty Pippen, I will kick his ass. You know? I didn't know what to say. He had 60. But, you know, even though he had 60, it's the way he had it. You know, it was electric, man. I mean, it was incredible to witness.
You know what he was, though, Nick? When we see Kobe, Kobe was a volume shooter. Mike was pretty economical. Like, he made the most of his possessions and his shots.
He was so efficient, as well as being an assassin, a killer out there on the floor. And he wanted to basically take your heart with every possession. That's who he was. I mean, he wasn't a guy without there making friends. My greatest battles that I've had was against Michael. Michael and I are probably the only ones in the history. I mean, I would say throughout our whole career, we were the only two as foes to average over 30 against one another for a career. I mean, that's how competitive it was.
Do you think we're headed for Lakers-Nets?
I wouldn't go that far as of yet, you know, because Lakers still got to get by Phoenix. Even though home court has swung back into the Lakers' favor, it's going to be a good, I think that's still going to be a good. It all depends on if Chris Paul is healthy. If he's not healthy, I think it'd be tough for Phoenix.
Yeah,
I really do. I mean, because, you know, you got LeBron, you got AD over there. As long as you got those two guys healthy and playing the way they did the other night, it's still, I think, it'd be tough to beat the Lakers.
You okay with these guys joining teams, you know, these super teams?
Well, that's the way it is now. That's the way it is now. You know, the thing is that when we played, I always wanted to try to win for this city in Atlanta. And only way I figured that I can measure my greatness is to play against the greatest players. So no, none of us wanted to join teams. If it happened, it happened. But we didn't, you know, seek teams out, because you couldn't do it in those days anyway. Not like that. Things have changed. The players have more control now.
Well, I think one of the first times I remember was when Moses Malone joined Dr. J in Philadelphia. And mm-hmm. that felt like a super team. I mean, they already had a talented team, but I think he was a free agent and he joined the 76ers with Doc.
But it wasn't like, you know, it was, you know, public knowledge that he might be going here or going there. It just happened with, you know, a guy ended up in a situation, team had enough money, you know, they moved another player. The next thing you know, Moses Malone is still out there, hadn't signed, or he hadn't decided he wasn't signing with anybody yet. But when the opportunity came up to go to Philly, you know, he went to Philly. And yeah, they had a great team, but yeah, they became a super team when he came there.
Do you still hold a grudge against anybody?
You know, no. I held grudges when I played against guys, but and I didn't like certain guys. But now I want to talk to those guys about the way we – no, I take that back. Certain guys. You know, some guys I still can't stand. But
give me a couple of names you don't like.
Well, guys that we, you know, we hate each other. And funny thing, we ended up playing together for a year, and that was Chuck Person. Man, we fought all the time. I mean, fist fights we've had. And now I end up on the team when I'm like, I'm on this team with a guy I absolutely cannot stand, you know. But after you retire, man, like Karl Malone and I, up to the time we had conversation, we didn't talk to each other over 21 years. We really didn't. From the time he played to the time years after retiring. And I remember we went to an event and I cracked some corny joke and Karl Malone family was sitting on one side. My family was sitting on the other side. He said, Neek, I didn't know you were that funny. And we said, yeah, we thought you were a-hole. And it broke the ice. And Karl Malone, myself, and Clyde Drexler, we're like brothers now. We're close. We're so close, man, because we cherish the time that we competed and played against one another. You know, so we live for those conversations.
Were you okay with Patrick Ewing?
Oh, Pat was a very close friend of mine as well. Loved Patrick Ewing Spirit, loved him as a player, respected him a lot. And even to this day, you know, Pat and I, you know, we're very close friends.
Yeah. Well, he had that demeanor on the floor, though. He had a
he had attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But that was the respect that we had for another. It was an unspoken thing that we didn't have to speak to one another. We didn't have to shake hands. You know, we knew what we were here for.
Well, that you have to hate Bill Lane Beer.
Yeah. Him and Mahorn, I think everybody in the league hated them.
That's true. They did.
But the funny thing is, man, I talk to Mahorn these days, man, and we laugh about that stuff now. And, you know, if you talk to both of those guys, they're really big teddy bears. They really are, you know. But when you put them between the lines, they, you know, it's like their whole demeanor, it changes. And that's what competitiveness does, you know. But, you know, those guys they were some tough, rugged, you know, nasty guys, you know. But, you know, I remember Lambert took me out of the air one time. I jumped up, I'm swinging, and, you know, punches being thrown. After the game, I see him at a restaurant / lounge. Hey, Nick, how you doing? I'm like, do you remember you just took me out of the air? You know, you forgot.
But Lambert knew his job. Like, yes, he kind of, he's like an actor. You know, this guy shows up, then becomes a character, and then when he's done, then he walks off, and then he's different.
Yeah, that's who Lambert was. You know, it was like an actor in a sense, but his demeanor and his attitude, you know, as far as his focus of the game, was bar none some of the most focused guys I've ever seen. I mean, they were there for one reason, to take your heart. And it was something to experience and compete against, but it made it fun.
It's great to catch up with you, as always, Nick. Have fun the rest of this series. Should be pretty spirited, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pat. Good to see you, man.
That's Dominique Wilkins, the Hall of Famer, the Hawks Vice President of Basketball, and he's working the Hawks playoff games for Bally Sports.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.